Monday, June 19th. The president came back from Walker's yesterday afternoon and decided to stay over last night. Then this morning it dawned bright and clear, so he decided to stay until 7:30 this evening. After juggling things around a bit, he reported that he'd had a long talk with Billy Graham, that Graham has a line into Wallace through Mrs. Wallace, who has become a Christian, that Billy will talk to Wallace whenever we want him to. The president feels our strategy must be to keep Wallace in the Democratic Party, and that Billy can help us on that. So immediately after the Democratic Convention, I'm supposed to call Graham, and Graham should put the pressure on Wallace to decide whether he's going to be used as a spoiler, which would surely elect McGovern. Main key for us is to keep this a two-way race. I'm also to talk to Mitchell about who's going to talk to Wallace and how we're going to handle him and what his price is. The president got into quite a little schedule stuff regarding cabinet meeting after the convention, Democratic convention. He wants to do some stuff up at Camp David. Is starting to think now about meeting with the politicos and that sort of thing after the conventions, and he went through a number of schedule things that I had stacked up. Tonight on the plane on the way back to Washington, I had a call from Frank Shakespeare, who was in Saigon at Bunker's residence, was calling because at dinner last night, Abrams and the entire senior staff there were discussing the leafleting project over North Vietnam, which is going on now. They feel it should be stopped immediately, that the problem is that it takes one B-52 to drop the leaflets, eight F-4s for MiG protection, four F-105s for SAM protection, four refueling planes, and a whole slew of rescue units. There's been no significant evidence of effectiveness from any element, state, USIA, CIA, or the military. They all agree on this. Feel the diversion of effort, high risk, and expense are not worth it in this effort. And he says they all agree, including the ambassador and Abrams. As of now, there are 10 additional drops scheduled. They think there should be a decision for an immediate shutdown and then a review as to whether to resume or not. He says there's a major step up of their radio offensive. They all agree that's effective and should continue, and also that leafleting over South Vietnam on the enemy troops down there should be continued and can be handled easily. I called Haig, and he was quite disturbed that Shakespeare had made the call and told me not to take any action on it, so I've left it with him. The other question which I raised with the president on the plane was whether to go ahead with Moore reappointed as chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Abrams appointed as chief of staff of the Army. The president said to go ahead and do it. End of June 19.